Diving right back in, almost 2 hours into the show on a Wednesday. Sun's still not up. Welcome to it. How you doing? Do you think you'd still be asleep right now if you were doing the 2 to 6 show?
No.
You'd be up?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd ever want to switch time slots?
No.
Do you think you'll ever say the word yes?
No.
Okay. Cottage cheese on tomatoes?
No.
Biscuits and gravy?
No.
Dusty Likens?
No.
Okay. Mac Morey?
No. Oh.
Jim Fesco?
No.
I tried to go quick there. No. Wonderful lady. That was good.
That was good. That was just great.
I was like, here we go. Here we go. Is this the time? We asked you on the other side, 5 athletes that you'd love to follow since the starting 5 renewed its second season.
Season 1's great, by the way.
Heavily biased.
That's very true. Very heavily biased.
It follows NBA players, by the way, that on this Netflix show. Season 1 was LeBron James, Anthony Edwards.
Jason Tatum, Domantas Sabonis, and Jimmy Butler.
Oh. Yeah, good names. Entertaining names in the NFL world or NBA world. And we ask you, who are the 5 players you'd want to watch? An athlete of any sport. Just 5 athletes. And I came up with Jameis Winston, Travis Kelce, Cristiano Ronaldo, Max Homa, and Bryce Harper. And the reason for that is most all of these guys have very, very flamboyant personalities, very loud. Obviously, Travis Kelce is getting ready to do like TV shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Max Homa, for you guys that don't watch golf, he's very entertaining. In fact, he got his startup on like people would just send him their golf swing and tell him to rate it, and he would just be honest, like, yeah, it's trash. Stop playing golf.
Love it. That's great. That's like awesome. Gordon Ramsay doing recipes, right?
Yeah, that's awesome too. Yeah. Like they'd be like, Max,
you suck.
Yeah, they'd be like, Max, I'm in my swing. I only watched for 2 seconds because that's all I could take.
Yeah.
Figure something else out. Bryce Harper, I think, would be fun. I think we see Bryce Harper. We don't see enough of Bryce Harper. That's a baseball problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo, I'm just intrigued. Like, I mean, the most popular soccer player in the world. You could say Leo Messi. That's fine. But like 1 and 2, I won't argue with you. Travis Kelce, I know we've seen a little bit of it throughout time, but like dedicated would be interesting to see how he, you know, mixes in the relationship, the reality shows, the TV commercials in the game. And then Jameis Winston, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, just like,
yeah, he'd be fun, right?
What does he do on a Tuesday afternoon with nothing to do? Like,
right.
Is it talk to himself, like play video games and just talk a bunch of crap to streamers?
He just sits around eating W's all day, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just my 5. I think those guys are all entertaining. I don't know enough about Cristiano Ronaldo's outside life that I think it'd be like, at one point they put like him in disguise and have him go play like soccer with like other kids. And he looked like an old man. They did the whole like Uncle Drew thing, but in soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty that's funny.
It was funny. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
So
yeah,
that's my 5.
I like those kind of things when you spoof people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just have some fun with it. Don't let people know like,
who
you
is this 75 year old just hooping.
Like how long would it take Irving. Like Daniel Jones to drive a cab in New York before somebody recognized him
in New York?
In
I'm
New
sure
York.
There's a lot of dartboards that have his picture on it. So they might.
He's just so like, he just looks like a dork. I mean, there's just no other way to put it, right? He's just,
he looks like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, he definitely
Jim
does.
Jim Carrey's version.
Yeah, yeah, boy, he doesn't look like Lotka, but I mean, like,
except he's not here to save the day.
Right.
Especially if he was sitting, you can't tell he's 6'6". He's just a dude.
Daniel Jones is 6'6".
6'5", yeah.
He plays like 4'2".
Plays smaller than Bryce Young.
God.
Like Josh Allen size, right?
Yeah, he's that big.
He's
really?
He's a big dude.
Huge dude.
They were talking about it on Monday Night Football. Because I bet the game, that's why I know I was watching every
I had to sound off on that, the sound on of the World Series and Freddie Freeman's, you know, second day of battling home runs. For me, I pick people who I think are just entertaining, compelling people, not necessarily good athletes or even people that I like. Because number one on my list is Aaron Rodgers. Like, I want to see a camera follow this guy around. I want to see him lick toads. I want to see him drink cayenne pepper water. I want to see him get treatment at his home that he's now talking about and all this other weird stuff that he does. I want to see all that. I do. I want to see what a dark. It does. No, it absolutely does. LeBron would be number 2 for me on the list because he's up there in that age and he's involved in so many different things. He's a media mogul, right? Like, I think I could learn from LeBron, like how he balances the family, how he balances the non-basketball side, how he balances the job, the endorsements, all that kind of stuff that he does. I think he's very smart and I think he's very, very, very entertaining and very compelling for me. So I'd like to see him off the field. Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Is number 3 on my list.
It's a good one.
Because he's fun. He's just fun. Like, I want to see him go eat that chicken sandwich that we did a few years ago where they had the Chris Jones chicken sandwich. Or just go to, you know, just go to Hy-Vee with Chris Jones and see what he's doing, like, at the grocery store at the on a daily basis, or, you know, whatever it is. Because I feel like Chris Jones is one of those guys who is pushing the shopping cart up and down the aisles of Hy-Vee. He doesn't have somebody else doing that for him, like, and has fun with it. And he just enjoys life, which brings me to the next guy on my list is Deion Sanders. And I know it's like things have been done with that before. I still need more of Deion. He got me back into college football, and I thank him for that. I want to see more about what goes on behind the scenes with Deion Sanders, what kind of father, what kind of person, what kind of coach he is off the field, and then dealing with all the media mogul stuff that he deals with as well. And then this is a kind of a recency bias one, but I think the next couple of months are going to be absolutely compelling. And that's Juan Soto. I want to be there with a camera on the free agent tour, and I want to hear what these teams are pitching to Juan Soto, because he is going to be the biggest coveted free agent maybe we've ever seen. Because Shohei Ohtani kind of limited to where he wanted to go. You knew he kind of wanted to be on the West Coast. I think Juan Soto is going to have this whole thing opened up, and I think we're going to see some great pitches, behind the scenes stuff. I've always been compelled with these guys going on these free agent trips because you never see anything about them, right? So I'd like to see the behind the scenes of something like that.
So your five are Chris Jones, Juan Soto, Deion Sanders, Aaron Rodgers, and
LeBron.
Nice. It's a good list. I'd go Anthony Edwards, Justin Jefferson.
Anthony Edwards would be a lot of fun.
He's so much fun, dude. And this starting five, this first one that's out, I mean, he is legitimately, like, I would just watch it all him. Like, he is so entertaining. He thinks he's the best. He's hilarious. He's fun. He's just a kid. It's great. Carson Steele, I mean, the alligator's enough for me. I'm interested. Seems like a super fun kid. Jamal Williams, and then Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, what a character is Vinny. He's so fun. It'd be great. Really entertaining.
Yeah, he's a big Jets guy.
Yeah.
So he goes through a lot of heartbreak. Yeah, big Jets guy.
Huge Jets fan.
He's the Cody and Gold NFL Insider every week.
Oh, gotcha.
Vinny Pasquantino. 913-586-7965. We asked for your five.
How many Patrick Mahomes have come in already?
Because
I think we got that with the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because I would have put Kirk Cousins on the list, too, but I've already got Kirk Cousins.
Somebody from the 913 said Gronk, Kelsey, Kittle, Salvi, and John Daly. Boy, is that a mix bowl.
I like that a lot. That's a fun bowl right there, man. That's a good grouping of fun.
That's good.
From the 913, if I had to choose...
John Daly blocked me on Twitter. I still don't know why. If anybody can figure that out.
You hate Hooters?
I don't know.
If I had to choose five from the 913 to follow a Netflix special, it'd be Chris Jones, L'Jarius Sneed, Justin Tucker, Jonathan Owens, Bo Nix. If I need a backup, it'd be Aaron Rodgers, because that's all he's good for.
You don't tell me Aaron Rodgers would be as compelling. This thing you'd be watching going, what is this guy doing?
That's what he's saying. Like, that's what he's good. You don't need to watch him play. You want to watch how much dramatic life is for him.
Yeah.
This person might have to go back in time. They said Bobby Witt Jr., Freddie Freeman, Mickey Mantle, Pete Rose, and Jeter.
Mickey Mantle would have been an unbelievable follow off the field with all the women. I didn't
know about Mickey Mantle until I watched the movie 61. And I was like, oh, this guy just was a drunk that just went out there.
If he didn't drink, he'd be the greatest baseball player of all time.
Golly.
I mean, guy's falling in drain pipes in the field. And, you know, there's that letter that he wrote, like what he did in between pitching changes and things under the bleachers. Like, I mean, like the legend of Mickey Mantle. Like, if that guy didn't drink, we'd be talking about the hands down the greatest baseball player of all time.
And from the 816, keeping it all baseball, Shohei Ohtani, Bryce Harper, Paul Skeens, Ronald Acuna, and Class A. Skeens would be a good one because you get Livy in there.
You get Livy.
It's
Livy. A bonus.
Yeah. Two for one deal.
I don't really care about Skeens.
From the 773, Fesco, my cheating ex-wife, and then Fesco.
I'd be a lot more fun than your cheating ex-wife, I tell you that. Or
you say Aaron Rodgers is compelling.
He is.
What is she really saying to this guy that she said to me that I could tell him this is foreshadowing?